Ride Like Hell and You'll Get There. Written and read by Paul Carter. Picture this. A man with everything a man could hope for. The essentials in place. His personal pursuit of happiness completed. Solidified in a look, one that draws down deep. Charging through his mind in resolute fulfillment. Just a brief look, a glance, nothing more. The clearest twinkle in a diamond eye. From a wife that makes him all that he is and more. Perfect to me. She is constantly surprising. Unable to be ordinary, even when she tries. She doesn't care what other people are doing, or what they think, or how much they have. She has style and grace. The ability to see beyond what's presented. She was born that way, and it never fails to get my immediate and full attention. That should do it, right? I can stop. Just stop and smell the roses. And let the oil turn to stone in my motorcycles. But it's not enough. Just to get to this point was considered impossible for so long. Now it's here. What next? It's not just death and taxes. It's not just growing older and watching your life speed ramping into retirement. I need more. I need to challenge myself. Otherwise, I'm going to fail at middle-age bliss. So I ask my wife, can I go? And she smiles and says, sure. Don't kill yourself. I carefully laid out my plan, my next bike challenge. Last time we did longevity and explored the distance end of biodiesel. This time it's all about speed. 2 years ago, in 2009, I was sitting in a bar in Adelaide opposite Dr. Colin Kestell, the man behind the only properly compliance-plated, road-registered and insurable biodiesel motorcycle in Australia. He had just agreed to let me take his bike on a trip right round the continent. He told me about another bike he was planning, one to break the motorcycle land speed record in the alternative fuel class. The record to beat was 210.203 kilometers per hour. But there was no rider. It was right at that moment, while I sat there saying, I want to do it, and he was eyeballing me through the bottom of his whiskey tumbler, that our friendship started. We completed the ride round our great country on the biodiesel bike, and now this new project, conceived back then, had come full circle as well. The Landspeed bike was almost finished. For the 2 years I made regular trips to Adelaide to talk through our plan, I watched the bike take shape slowly. At first it was literally just an engine sitting on a table, then the rear swing arm, and with each trip another component was built and added to the jigsaw. I watched, feeling a growing sense of purpose placate my need for adventure. Adventure that wouldn't pull me too far from home, because home was getting busy. My wife, Claire, was pregnant, while Lola, our 3-year-old daughter, ran a total muck through our previously clean and calm home. Another cusp approached, in the form of a change in direction in my work as well. I decided to buy into a new start business, along with 5 other oilfield mates. The plan was simple, perfect. My lawyer and accountant looked over the plan and basically said they wanted to buy into it too. Good enough then, I thought. You read a book from the beginning to end. You run a business the opposite way. You start with the end and then you do everything you must to reach it.